best at responding to an aromatase inhibitor. Now, why might 4 weeks of treatment, you say, be enough to change outcome? Well, there's been historical data for this in the past. In 1989, Bernie Fisher showed this animal model whereby a mouse with two tumours, one in each flank, they removed this tumour here, and what they did was they looked at this tumour here, and what they looked at was the proliferation, and you can see there was no treatment. The proliferation of the other treatment, or the other tumour, started to grow. In other words, the surgery here had an effect on this tumour. What they then did was they also had two other arms where they gave either tamoxifen or Zolidex, and you can see that blocked the proliferation of the other tumour that was left in situ. Not only that, they took the serum from this mouse and they gave it to this mouse. And what this is a different mouse now with one tumour there. And what they showed was, again, that where there was no serum, you can see here the labeling index, but when they gave the serum from the mouse at the operation, you increased the proliferation of that tumour. And you could block it again with an endocrine therapy. In other words, the surgery here was affecting other tumour cells, appeared to be serum-mediated, and you could block it with an endocrine therapy. The other reason for doing this